said, woman, now don't you worry. God sent me today. And before you even ask him, help was on the way. Just hold on a little longer.
As long as I know Jesus.
could still go free. Tell me what kind of man would reach down his hand and do this for me. So unworthy to live, must not be here to kill, but still a man on a cross put me in his will, that said that I could still go free. Now I never could would leave his home to don the robe of earthly man and feel the pain of flesh and bone, and later trod along. Stains, they broke off my chains, so that I could still go free. Oh, that I could still go free. Oh, tell me what kind of man would reach down his hand me, so unworthy to live. I was not made to kill, but still a man on a cross who put me in his will, but said that I could still go free. Oh, go free. Aren't you glad you're free tonight? Oh, tell me what kind of man would reach down his hand and do this for me. So unworthy to live, must not be here to kill, but still a man on a cross put me in his will, but said that I could still go free. Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. Worship the Lord. He's worthy of all praise. Let us stand, lift our hands toward heaven. Thank God. Thank him for what he has done. Oh, look what the Lord has done. I said, look what the Lord has done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God. You're worthy of all praise. Glory to God. Move God in a mighty way tonight. Lord, let your word go forth. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Worship the Lord, church. Worship the Lord. This is the Lord's time tonight. It's all God's time. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy of all praise. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. Praise is comely for the saints of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. They that are in his house will still be praising him. Ooh, it's all right to lift up our hands in the sanctuary, to lift up our heart with our hands, glory to God, to praise God, amen, from our lips, amen, giving Him the fruit of our lips, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. So good to be here tonight in the book of Isaiah chapter 8. Let us begin reading at verse 19. Me and my wife had a good meal last night with the 50s men. And you never know what's going to happen when you go out with them. But it's always, amen, it keeps you on your toes. Brother Mike, you know what, he gets about the same thing every time. He likes those banana splits. Sometimes we go down what used to be called the Buckhorn, and he'd get so disappointed because they didn't have no bananas. Amen. And he got him one last night, got him one the night before, and it was good. He looked good, and I guess it tastes good. I didn't hear him complain. But last night, the waiter we had, he said, I don't like to make banana splits, but when I make one, it's awesome. Something to that effect. When he brought it, he put it before Brother Mike and said, "What? Now, what do you think of that?" Brother Mike just kind of sat there and looked at it. It's pathetic. Glory to God. I think it hurt his ego. He thought he really accomplished something. Glory to God. But he made Brother Mike a promise. If he comes back and he makes another one, it's going to be big. So I don't know. Maybe Brother Mike's got ideas for later. I don't. Amen. Thank God. But you know what? When God does something, he does it well. And you know what? When He does something, it is awesome. For He's an awesome God. Amen. Thank God. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 19. Could we all stand for the reading of God's Word? And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead, to the law and to the testimony? If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And they that pass through it, hardly bestead and hungry, and it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves and curse their king and their God and look upward. And they shall look unto the earth and behold trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. You may be seated. And they shall look unto the earth and behold trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. For a few minutes tonight, I'd like to preach on the pull of the darkness. The pull of the darkness. Here we find here in the beginning of our reading tonight, it's talking about those that are advising people to seek after familiar spirits and wizards, those that peep and those that mutter. It said, should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead? That sounds odd, don't it? But you know what? There are those that go and try to bring up the dead to get a revelation from them, to get insight, to get an inspiration. Saul did the very same thing, Brother Christie. When he could not get a hold of God, he went to the witch of Endor. And his request was, I want to speak to Samuel. You know, Samuel was one, amen, that walked before God. And he had all confidence in Samuel. He never listened to what Samuel had to say. He never obeyed what God had to say. Amen. Can you imagine that? But he yet had respect and confidence in a man called Samuel. He said, bring me up Samuel. And there are some differences in people that they believe different ways. They think, well, how can a witch bring up a child of God? I don't know altogether about it, but when Samuel did come up, that witch was afraid. That witch of Endor knew who Saul was when she saw Samuel. And Samuel, amen, gave Saul no help. But he told him, you know what? You're coming where I am. You're coming to the grave. But here we find it says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, says they have no light in them. If they speak not the truth tonight, the reason is they do not have any light within them. To the law, to the testimony. You know what? If you don't believe this book, amen, then you're lost. If we don't obey this book, then we're lost. You might say, oh, God will work in some of the avenue. But I read where Jesus told about a man that died and went to hell. Amen. It's a rich man. And the Bible said, Brother Christie, that the rich man lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off, Lazarus in his bosom. He begged for a drop of water, but he couldn't get a drop of water. And then his request was, send one back from the dead. And speak to my five brethren, lest they come here. But you know what Jesus said? He said, they have Moses, and they have the law. They have the law, they have the prophets, they have the Word of God. And if they won't hear that, they won't hear one, even if he was risen from the dead. Amen. You know what? The same thing tonight. If we're looking for a great sign to get saved, if we're looking for a great mystery, amen, to get saved, amen, we may never get saved. But thank God I'm glad for this black back Holy Bible. But thank God it's the Word of God, and it's able to save our souls. It's able to change your lives. It's able, amen, to wash us clean tonight. Hallelujah. There's always been a difference and distinction between light and darkness. We read in the book of Genesis, it said, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. Amen. Ever since time began, there's been light, there's been darkness. And God has put a dividing line between the light and the darkness. And you know what? I'm looking into eyes tonight, faces tonight, that every one of us at one time, we were all in the darkness. We were all children of the night. Amen. We were lost. We were undone. We could not see. We were blind. Are you listening to me? Amen. But the Bible said in the book of 1 John 1, verse 5, it said, then, amen, unto them is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Amen. God compared Himself to that part that was called day, that part that was called light. And God said, amen, there is no darkness in me. There's darkness in the world. But you know what? Amen, I'm not part of that world. I've been separated. I've been singled out. But I find here in the book, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 5, it said, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. Ye are not of the night nor of darkness. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight that I am a child of the day. I'm a child of the light. I'm glad that there's been a separation between the lost and the saved, between the sinner and the saint. And thank God that division, amen, and causes them to be dark or light. And I'm glad tonight that I've been made a child of the light. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4 said, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. Hallelujah. That's what it takes to get saved. Amen. Let the glorious gospel light shine upon your pathway. Thank God. It says in one place, amen, they that sat in the region and the shadow of death, light has sprung up. Thank God. I'm glad I saw that light. I'm glad I came to that light. I'm glad that light divided the light from the darkness. I look at Sister Linda here tonight, precious saint of God. She's dear to my heart. And I would desire nothing greater tonight than for Sister Linda to be able to see again. I love that. And I know she would love that. But one thing I can say about Sister Linda tonight, she's in better shape than some. I said she's in better shape than some. You know why? Because, amen, she is able to see on the inside. There's light on the inside. Amen. It may be a dark world that she's peering into, and it's a dark world that is outside the walls of this church tonight. But thank God, I'm glad. You know what, Sister Linda can see better than some that claim that they have 20/20 vision. Amen. Men that are walking around blind, going to a devil's hell. But thank God, Sister Linda, she saw the light, and the light is within her. And thank God, it separated her from the darkness. Hallelujah. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9 said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Thank God. Amen. You might have to lead Sister Linda around, but you know what? There's something inside of her. It's marvelous. And that's light. Hallelujah. I said that's light. And I'm glad tonight that the same thing that is in her is in me. And the same thing that is in me is in Sister Ginger. And the same thing that is in Sister Ginger is in Sister Roe. Thank God that light is in me. It's a dark world. Darkness surrounding me. But thank God I've got light within my soul. There's light within me. And thank God, I don't have to stumble. I don't have to feel my way around. I know my way around. I know my way following the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Oh, you're listening to me. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 20 and verse 27, it said, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Amen. Searching all the inward parts of the belly. The spirit of man. You know what? Every one of you's got a spirit. We're made up of a trinity. Body, soul, and spirit. And that spirit is compared to a candle. But you know what? You can have a candle and it be not lit. It would do us no good. We just walk around with a candle and people wonder, why don't you light it? Well, you know what? You can't light it. And I can't light it. but I know how it can get lit. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs, chapter 119 and verse 130, the entrance of thy word giveth light. Hallelujah. When we open our ears, God opens our eyes. Are you listening to me? I said, when we open our ears, God opens our eyes. God lights our candle. The Bible said in the book of Psalms 18 verse 28, for thou wilt light my candle. Thou wilt enlighten my darkness. I'm glad tonight, Sister Ginger, what once was darkness, there's no darkness there anymore. There's light in my dwelling. There's light in my soul. There's light. Thank God, because His Word has come into my heart and lit my candle. Oh, thinking about all back in Egypt, God sent plague after plague after plague, Brother Christie. But one of the plagues He sent was a plague of darkness. The Bible said in the book of Exodus chapter 10 and verse 22 and verse 23, and Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. Can you imagine it be dark? Amen. For 3 solid days. I ain't just talking about a little dimness. I ain't talking about you can go out there and you can see things by the moonlight. It said how dark it was. It said right here, they saw not one another. Neither rose any from the place for 3 days. How can it be that dark, Brother Sonny? Can you imagine that maybe even God wouldn't allow their candles even to get lighted? They did not see one another. They couldn't move. They couldn't move around. It was so dark. Even the familiar places, they stayed right where they were for 3 days. But the greatest part about that was, the Bible said, but the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Glory to God. You know what? This world is at a standstill. But thank God there's light in my dwelling. Brother Christie, is there light in your dwelling? Amen. Sister Linda, is there light in your dwelling? Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm glad that God puts a division between the saved and the lost. Between, amen, the wicked and the good. I'm glad that God has given us light and we have the light of life within us. Oh. Amen. Amen. The pull of the darkness. Aren't you glad that He's brought us out, called us out of darkness into His marvelous light? And you know what? Thinking about Egypt, thinking about how that when darkness settled in, they were immobile. You know what comes with darkness? Bondage. Bondage. There are those that are looking at us tonight and thinking we're under bondage of laws and legalities. But I'm here to tell them tonight, you know what? I'm free. Amen. The Bible said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Thank God. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible said, if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. You know what? I'm glad that we can come here tonight in this sanctuary as people of God and worship Him who hath called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. But the greatest thing, we can have fellowship one with another, with our Savior, with our Master. Thank God. I come, amen, not just to shake your hand, not just to see you and what you're dressed in. I came tonight to worship Him and praise Him who hath called me out of darkness into His marvelous light. Oh. But can you imagine knowing what it was like to dwell in darkness? Sister Rowe, like you said, there's a lot of us that have never known the depths of sin. But the Bible does say, where sin doth abound, the grace of God doth much more abound. God's even mightier than anything. But thank God, I'm glad I didn't get, amen, that far in sin. Oh yes, I was a sinner, would have went to hell just the same as anybody. But I didn't smoke any dope. I've never been drunk in my life and on the suds of this world. Thank God I'd rather be drunk in the Spirit. Woo, hallelujah. I've staggered around a few times. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? But oh, don't you know, I would have went to hell just the same as the dope addict, just the same as the alcoholic. Oh, but my friend, I came from the same place you did. You came from the same place I did. From darkness. From darkness. Amen. And he made me to be a child of the light. Can you imagine, Sister Rowe, those that have been brought out of bondage of darkness, that they would never consider ever going back there again, but there's something about that out there. It's got a pull to it. It's got a pull to it. It pulls on the minister. It pulls on the deacon. It pulls on the church member. It pulls on the young convert. Amen. It says right here that the reason they, amen, say such things is because there is no light in them. Can you imagine tonight the leaders having no light? Can you imagine the church having no light? The sad thing about it, a lot of churches are getting used to the dark. The light. You know what? The darkness cannot overcome light. The light has to be removed before the darkness can come in. Or the darkness, Brother Dwayne, has to pull the person that was in the light back out into the darkness. The Bible says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Darkness. There's a pull to that darkness. There's a pull to that darkness. And you know what? Amen. We can look around at pews that the darkness have pulled them back out into the world tonight. We can see those that we fellowship with in the light with. Amen. They're no longer in the light. They're walking in darkness. They're stumbling. Their lives are getting messed up. Are you listening to me? They become, amen, captives by the enemy. Amen. Of their own free will. They yield it over. Like I said, the darkness cannot overcome the light, but the light has to yield. Amen. Give the permission to the darkness to come and settle back in. We're living in a wicked and evil day. But I still believe we can do something. In the book of Matthew, chapter 20, Jesus talked about a householder. Had a vineyard, Sister Ro. Bible said he went out early in the morning. And he asked them, and said, you don't want to work in my vineyard? I'll give you a penny. And he hired some early in the morning. And then he went out at the third hour. Now the third hour, and it's not 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The Jewish time, the third hour was somewhere around 9 o'clock. Just the same way as Peter said, you know what, these men are not drunk as ye suppose sins, but the third hour. It's early in the morning. Glory to God, they ain't got time. The Holy Ghost fell. 9 o'clock in the morning, they were full of the Holy Ghost. Woo, hallelujah. Glory to God. He went out the third hour, which was 9 o'clock. He went out at the sixth hour, which was 12 o'clock noon. And he went out at the ninth hour, which was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the Bible said he went out at the 11th hour, which would have been 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's about quitting time, isn't it? Sister Ro done quit already and went to Montezuma. Oh, glory to God. By 5 o'clock, she's coming out saying, boy, that was good. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he went out the 11th hour. You know what? It's still daylight. But Dwayne, Jesus said, you know what? I must work the works of him that sent me while it is what? Day. For night cometh. You know what, church? Night's coming. Night's coming. When no man can work. You might say, Brother Cantor, it's a dark world. It's nighttime. It may be. But I'm not a child of the night. I'm a child of the day. The Bible said, they that sleep, sleep when? In the night. They that are drunken are drunk when? In the night. Amen. But I'm glad I'm not a child of the night. I'm a child of the day. And I want to work while it is day. For night is coming when no man can work. Oh, he went out the fifth hour and hired them for 1 hour. They worked till 6 o'clock. And you know what? Like I said, the Jewish calendar, the Jewish time is totally different from ours. And 6 o'clock in the afternoon is like 12 o'clock midnight to us. After 6 o'clock, it starts a brand new day. Their time goes, amen, from 6 o'clock in the afternoon to 6 o'clock in the morning. That's full day. Ours goes from midnight to noon. Amen. Amen. Evening and night. But I find, Brother Christie, that I find the book of Matthew chapter 25, Jesus talked about 10 virgins. Five were wise, five were foolish. The difference between them was not their attire, not their looks, not their age. The difference between them, Sister Linda, the Bible said that the wise took their lamps and they had extra oil. But the foolish, all they had was a lamp and they took no oil with them. And while they slumbered, when do you slumber and sleep? Who sleeps in the night? While they slumbered and slept at midnight. What time is it? You know what? It's dark outside at midnight. At least it is in Virginia. And I found it's dark up here in Pennsylvania at midnight. It's a dark world. Are you listening to me? And you know what? At midnight, a cry was made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. The one Sister Rowe was talking about, he's coming. Yeah. Sister Rowe, don't you know that they all arose. They all arose and trimmed their lamps. But the foolish looked at the wise and said, give us of your oil for our lamps. They're gone out. They were still abiding in the light of the five wise. You know what? There are those that come here and they abide under the light of the saints of God. And just abiding here is not going to get you all the way through. Oh, I wish we could. Amen. Ride upon somebody else's coattail and make it that. But you can't do it. You got to get there on your own. And the wise said to the foolish, no, not so, lest there not be enough for us and you, that we make it through the night. You know what they said, Brother Sonny? Go to them to sell. Buy for yourselves. And you know what happened, Sister Ro? These five foolish went out into the darkness to get some oil without any lamp. They went out into the darkness. You know what? In the darkness, there's a pull. There's a pull. Sister April, I come tonight to get more oil for my lamp. I'm here tonight wanting more oil for my lamp. I don't want to slumber and sleep. I don't want to come and say, you know what? I'm just a good church goer. No, I want to serve God. I want to work while it's day or night is coming. And you know what? It's upon us, church. But oh, they went out into the night stumbling. They had no light. They had no flashlight. They had nothing. It was dark. So many right now. Right before the Lord is coming, brother. Brother Daly, they're going out into the night. I read where Jesus ate the Passover with his disciples for the last time. Ate that Last Supper with those. It'd never be the same again. Can you imagine that? This is a wonderful service tonight. But let me let you in on a secret. It'll never be like this. Ever again. Every service is different. We can walk out that door and you know what? Look around. There might be somebody that might not ever come back into the sanctuary. again. Sometimes I go, Sister Rose, to churches. Some I go every year, same time and same schedule. But you know what? It seems like the closer it is coming to the Lord, every time I go, something's different. Something saddens my heart. Because, Brother Dwayne, you know what? Somebody's there, or is not there, that was there last year. Where have they gone? They've gone out into the night. But the Bible said after Jesus made sop with Judas, he looked at Judas and said, "What thou doest, do quickly." And the Bible said that Judas went out, and it was night. He never had fellowship with them again. He left the presence of the... He kissed the door of heaven. And he went to hell. Can you imagine being that close to making it and then not making it? My friend, tonight we can take it for granted if we want to. You might say, "I'm all right, I can do it." My friend, there's a pull. There's a pull of the darkness that has settled into our land. And you know what? It's getting our young people, Brother Dwayne. It's getting our youth. It's even, amen, affecting our elders. There are some getting discouraged, amen, today, when they ought to be encouraged, like I preached the other night. When you see these things come to pass, don't look down, but look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Jesus is coming. But you know what? It's a dark world, and there's a pull to the darkness. But thank God. But as long as I walk in the light. I ain't talking about just sitting on a pew in the light. I'm going somewhere. Sister April, I'm going somewhere. I'm walking in the light as He is in the light. We were walking together. The Bible said Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. I'm looking for that day when God takes me, and God takes you, and God takes the church, and we're going home to be with Him. But until that time, I want to stay right within that light. I want to walk in the light. I want to work in the light. I'm a child of the light. And I don't want there to be a pull of the darkness to pull me out of the sanctuary and the house of God. Out into the world where many tonight they are. And some may never, never return. That's the sad thing about it. It used to be years ago when somebody got out, we just got together, banded together, prayed for them and prayed them back in. But we're getting to the place, you know what, if anybody gets out now, I said, if anybody gets out now, there's a danger they may never, never make it back in. That's the sad thing about it. And very few, Sister O, do ever make it back in. Amen. Work while it's day. Oh, used to be a time, amen, we had revival. You could expect sinners to pray. You could expect people to be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's why you had revival. To encourage the church and get more added to the church. And people that were lost, the backslider come back home. The sinner found his way to God. But today, we have revival just to keep those that are in here remaining. Spend most of my time, Brother Kenny, as the Bible said, strengthening the things which remain. I don't see a lot of people getting saved in my ministry. I love to. I'm pulling for them. But you know what? I don't hear of anybody's ministry really that is really just going overboard and the altars being filled with sinners like it used to be. But you know what? That don't make me want to quit. Thank God, I want to keep on working till the Lord comes. I'm walking in the light. I'm working in the light. I'm a child of the day. And I don't want to go back out in that darkness to where I once was. But my friend, there's a pull. Those little ones you got, Sister April, that world, that darkness, it's going to pull on them. It's going to pull on them. Sister Nicole, you're young. And God's got something planned for you. But there's a darkness. And you know what? That darkness is no respecter of person. It'll pull you out as it will anybody else. Whether, amen, it be a child of God or a minute or whatever, there's a pull. It seems like the closer to the coming of the Lord, the more the darkness is pulling against the church. The darkness cannot overcome the church. It can't overcome light. But you know what? There were many that were once light. But you know what? They're not light no more. And if that light which is in you become darkness, how great is that darkness? There's one thing, amen, never knowing the light. But once having the light in you and it go out, how great is that darkness where light used to shine, but it don't shine no more. Oh, the reason is, it says, they have no light in them. Tonight, have you checked to make sure the light is still shining in your soul, in your spirit? The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. You've got one tonight. You've got a candle. Is it lit? Does the entrance of His words giveth light? Does the Lord light your candle? Oh, when you come to the house of God, does anything inspire you? Does anything incite you? Or you just sit there and say, well, this is dull and dry and dead. I hope not this week. But you know what? We should come, amen, expect and receive from God. And when we do receive, we take it out in that world. It's a dark world, but thank God we're a child of the light. We can show them the light of life. Could we stand tonight? My wife comes, gives us a song. In the book of Micah, I'll finish up with this. The book of Micah, chapter 3 and verse 6. Listen. It says, therefore night shall be unto you, that ye shall not have a vision. You know what that's sad? The Bible said, without a vision, people perish. I'm glad for people that are walking in the light that have a vision. Amen. Without a vision, people perish. But if there is a vision, there's hope. The lost will be found and the backslider will come back to God. But oh, it said, therefore, night shall be unto you that ye shall have, that not have a vision, and that it shall be dark unto you that ye shall not divine. And the sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them. I don't want the light to go down over the prophets. He said to that rich man, he had Moses. They've got Moses. They've got the prophets. They got the preacher. And if they won't hear the word of God, they won't hear the man of God when he gives them a warning. They're going to be lost just the same. And you know what? That's what we got here tonight, church. We got the words of God. And if we won't hear that, amen, if we won't hear the preacher, I don't know of any other hope. But the Bible said the preaching of the cross is to them that are saved the power of God. But to them that believe not, amen, it's foolishness. Oh, tonight, I believe this book. And this book has brought light unto my soul. And thank God tonight, I'm glad. Although it's a dark world, discouraging world around me, Brother Sonny. Thank God, light makes me happy. And I can see my path. The Bible said, thy word shall be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Glory to God. Amen. This church named Pathway, why? Because this book, not because of Brother Christie, not because of Sister Rowe, but it's Pathway, because thy word is a lamp under my feet and a light under my path. Woo, hallelujah. Are you walking in the light, church? Are we walking in the light? Do we have that light in us? Or has that light become darkness? And how great is that darkness? Tonight, this altar is open. Everyone that will, let's find us a place to pray. Tonight, church, there's a pull There's a pull on our young people. There's a pull on the youth. There's a pull on everyone tonight. The darkness is all around us. But thank God, I'd rather dwell in the light tonight and to know the truth, for the truth has made me free. God bless you, my prayer tonight.
You. Because the Bible said in the last days that there would be darkness and gross darkness that covers the earth. Amen. And spiritually, it is dark. Amen. We're living in a day of darkness, a time of darkness. Amen. But you know, the devil would like to tell and try to convince, you know, each one that, you know, because we have seen those go out, that it's just a sign of the time. And that's just the way it is, and others will be gone, and you know, and get people discouraged and down in the mullet grubs. But you know, there is one that's greater, amen, than that one that's telling those lies tonight. There is one that's greater tonight, amen. And in Him, amen, as the Bible said in the book of Jude, He is able to keep us from falling. Amen. We don't have to give in to, amen, what we see taking place. And we don't have to say, well, that's the way it's going to be. Amen. But, you know, when people began to drift in that direction and go out into the dark, amen, it makes me more determined that we have got to shed the light. We have got to tell and warn, amen, and to dig down to get that oil in our vessel. As Brother Kenny sings, amen, oil, oil, I've struck oil. Amen. It's time to dig. Amen. And to dig down on our knees before an altar before God. Amen. And we need to dig down until we strike oil. Amen. That we'll have oil in our vessel. Amen. That we'll not, amen, be one of those that the lamp begins to flicker and, you know, and the smoke begins to rise. Amen. Before we get there, we need to realize the need that we will dig down before God, but that we'll wait before God, that we'll tarry, amen, until we strike oil, amen, and have oil in our vessel. Thank God that we will be a more than an overcomer in this life. Amen. We're not going to go in the way that so many of others have gone. Amen. But there is hope for them tonight. Amen. We'll keep on praying. We'll keep on believing. But we're not going to give up. We're not going to back up because the devil, amen, is filling their minds with all kinds of lies. Amen. But we're going to dig down until we strike that oil. Amen. And realize there is hope. There is blessing. There is joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Why don't we give Him praise tonight? Give God the glory. Worship the Lord. Amen. And determine in your heart tonight that we're going to make it. Amen. And we're going to be victorious unto the end. Praise the Lord. Mighty God, I thank You. Lord, I give You the glory, the praise. Lord, from the depths of our heart. Lord, we give unto You, Lord, that is due unto You. The honor, Lord, the fruit of our lips. Oh, God, that we give praise and honor to You. We thank You, Lord. We give You the glory. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank You, Lord, tonight. Oh, blessed be the Lord. Father, we love You. We thank You, Lord, for the hope that we have within You. And, Lord, I give You the praise tonight and all the glory. Glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Be praying for the service tomorrow night. We'll gather back again tomorrow evening at 7:30.